The Seventh-day Adventists are a dangerous religion today. And I'll tell you why. Because when we look at the Mormons, we all know they're a cult. Everybody realizes they're a cult. You look at the Jehovah's Witnesses, everybody realizes this is a false cult. They've got their own weird Bible that changes everything. The Mormons have their own Joseph Smith translation. Yes, they do. We use the King James, but they also use the Joseph Smith translation.
Right.
Well, most people don't know that. And then they've got their other Book of Mormon and everything else. Okay, but they think that the Seventh-day Adventists are just like Baptists, just like non-denominational Christians, just like your basic evangelicals. They just meet on Saturday, and they just want to talk about the Saturday and the Sabbath. And look, that's the least of their problems. I mean, they could meet on Tuesday for all I care. They could be meeting on Thursday, and it'd be fine with me if they actually preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you, they are preaching strange false doctrine from Ellen G. White. Listen to their fundamental belief on investigative judgment. This is point number 24 in their fundamental beliefs. Christ's ministry in the heavenly sanctuary. In 1844, at the end of the prophetic period of 2300 days, he entered the second and last phase of his atoning ministry. It is a work of investigative judgment, which is part of the ultimate disposition of all sin. Listen to this. The investigative judgment reveals to heavenly intelligences who among the dead are asleep in Christ and therefore in him are deemed worthy to have part in the first resurrection. It also makes manifest who among the living are abiding in Christ, keeping the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus in him, therefore are ready for translation into his everlasting kingdom. Now, it's funny because whenever you talk to the Seventh-day Adventists, they'll tell you up and down, oh, we believe salvation's by faith. Oh, yeah, it's just believe in Jesus. Oh, yeah, it's all by faith. It's not of works, it's by faith. What did that just say? That this investigative judgment is checking out whether you're keeping the commandments and keeping the faith of Jesus to see whether you're worthy to pass into his everlasting kingdom. Isn't that what it said? I mean, let's read it again. The investigative judgment reveals to heavenly intelligences. So this isn't like the earthly, you know, Central Intelligence Agency or the NSA spying on you. You know, this is like a heavenly agency that's checking out your works. Okay. The investigative judgment reveals to heavenly intelligences who among the dead are asleep in Christ and therefore in him are deemed worthy to have part in the first resurrection. It also makes manifest who among the living are abiding in Christ, keeping the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, and in him therefore are ready for translation into his everlasting kingdom. This judgment vindicates the justice of God in saving those who believe in Jesus. God's judgment doesn't have to be vindicated. He can save those who he believes because that's what he said he would do, because he died for them. It declares that those who have remained loyal to God shall receive the kingdom. The completion of this ministry of Christ will mark the close of human probation before the second advent. You say, no, Pastor Anderson, you're misunderstanding that. You're reading that wrong. They believe that salvation is only by faith. Okay, well, under their point 10, experience of salvation, it says, this is how to be saved. Led by the Holy Spirit, we sense our need, acknowledge our sinfulness, repent of our transgressions. You know, there was a sermon I heard about that recently. You might want to check out. I think it was this morning, right? Repent of our transgressions and exercise faith in Jesus as Christ. Exercise faith in Jesus as Lord and Christ, as substitute and example. So notice how they're kind of slipping in there with, well, yeah, it's just believe in Jesus and also repent of all your sins. You know, sins like not resting on the Sabbath, for example. Or any other number of sins that they want you to repent of in order to be saved, which is works, salvation. Because the Bible says God saw their works that they turned from their evil way. Okay, in John 3:10. And then, or Jonah 3:10. And then, of course, because repent isn't in the book of John. So you knew that wasn't John 3:10. It had to be Jonah 3:10. But anyway, you know, and then they, oh, well, you know, you trust in Christ, faith in Christ as your example of how to live and do the works. It's all by faith. But you got to do works too, because we all know faith without works is dead. You know, they just always find a way to import it and bring it in and whatever.